Hello to you and greetings, my dear friends and listeners. Welcome to the Cemetery Tales Podcast. I am your host, Gerard Terrell, and today I'm going to give a brief talk or a brief message about cemetery architecture. So, when you start looking at things, I want to talk about this connection to our history, our culture, and even our faith when you start looking at cemetery architecture. You know, it's interesting, like when you think about cemeteries, and you know, I've been doing this since 2006, working in cemeteries. You know, I always had a thing for cemeteries, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while. And a lot of times when you think of cemeteries, you think of, you know, pictures, rows, I'm sorry, like a picture of rows of gravestones and simple monuments. But I'm going to challenge you to see beyond that, to see beyond the surface and consider the artistry, the spirituality, the symbolism that you see that's woven into the architecture in a cemetery. Cemeteries are not just a place of the end. It's not the final rest. You know, it's a place of reflection. It's a place of remembrance. It's a place of reverence. The way we design and build cemeteries speaks volumes about our values, about our beliefs. It's a testament to the enduring spirit, the human spirit, in our quest to leave a mark on this world, even after we're departed. From grand mausoleums to intricate sculptures, from serene gardens to towering obelisks, cemetery architecture is a language. It's a language of its own. Each structure tells a story. That story can be of love, it can be of loss, it can be of eternal hope that transcends time. Consider the soaring Gothic spires that reach for the heavens. This reminds us of our connection to the divine. When you start looking at a lot of the symbolism behind some of the architecture that you see in cemeteries, you get appreciation for what you're seeing. You know, think about the delicate carvings, right? So when you look at headstones, and monuments, mausoleums, think about the delicate carvings and the intricate ironwork, the stenciling, the indoor tombs, serving as a testament to the skill of craftsmanship and the beauty of life itself. But cemetery architecture is not just, it's not just about, you know, aesthetics. Again, we go back to, it's about symbolism. The choices of materials and colors and shapes, they all have a meaning. You know, a weeping angel, for instance, it symbolizes grief and mourning, while a broken column represents a life cut short. On Instagram page, I kind of been putting out some of the symbolism that you see in the cemetery, just so people can, you know, get the education. Because a lot of times you don't know, you just wonder, like, oh, this looks beautiful, or what does this mean? It's like, well, hey, come to the Cemetery Tales Podcast Instagram page and you can find out. But we got to understand, when we walk into these cemeteries, into these sacred places, right? These places where we come to pay our respects, to seek solace, and to connect with the spiritual realm. The architecture of cemeteries, in its grandeur or simplicity, plays a vital role in facilitating this connection. So I'll say this to you, listeners, I appreciate you. I encourage you to take a moment to appreciate the intricate beauty cemetery architecture. just really pay attention next time you're in your local cemetery. When you visit a cemetery, look beyond those headstones, look beyond those gravestones, tombstones, and see the artistry that surrounds you. Let it remind you of the beauty that can be found even in the midst of sorrow and in the midst of loss. To wrap up this quick podcast message today, I would say let us remember that cemetery architecture is a testament to this enduring quest for meaning and this quest for beauty. It's a reminder that even in the face of mortality, we leave behind a legacy that speaks to our faith, it speaks to our love, and our hope for eternity. So may you find inspiration and solace in the beauty of cemetery architecture. And may it remind you of the profound connection between our earthly journey and our spiritual destiny. As always, I want to say I appreciate you all and thank you for listening today. You know, I've been away for a while and we have some things coming up to add, not just to the podcast, but to also to our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. So stay tuned and, you know, we'll bring more captivating stories, you know, inspiring messages, and keep you on our toes. So remember, every tombstone has a tale. Until next time.